Are you sick of your anxiety and fear ruling your life and your emotional life and your marriage and your work and everything around you? Are you tired of being sad? Join with me in this series that we've created, Inner Healing with Jesus and Mary, where we explore the intersection of psychology and theology. Please pray with me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus and Mary, we place ourselves before your sacred and immaculate hearts that we may be healed by your love for us, that we may become whole and holy in the image of God. We ask this through Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Alvaro Interiano, and this is a channel Uniquely Mary, where we are exploring many different ways to expand our channel and offer different topics that are of service to you. We have explored topics such as the Blessed Mother and her admirable heart, as well as the souls in purgatory, along with saints who loved the Blessed Mother, and this new series, which is called Inner Healing with Jesus and Mary, where we are exploring different issues that certain viewers have brought up in their questions and their comments to ask, just to help understand how do we overcome these struggles that we have inside, specifically anxiety, but also anxiety and depression, since both of these things are paired together. So when you look at all these different things that we struggle with in our lives and many of the different psychological disorders and mental disorders, anxiety and depression are at the root. We have generalized anxiety, we have obsessive compulsive disorder, along with different eating disorders and all types of anxiety-related disorders. And then we have depression, major depression. We also have bipolar disorder, borderline personality disorder, all of these which are either a combination of depression or a little bit of both. And in the previous video, we talked about how these have some roots in our psychology and something of the science, and how as Catholics, we do not want to exclude that from our faith. As Catholics, we are open to the whole truth, to everything that is true, wherever it may be found. If it's true, we can believe it and use it for our own benefit and our truth and our growth. And psychology can be one of those areas where we understand different aspects of who we are. But also these can combine in our theology, our understanding of God and what He has revealed in Jesus Christ, along with our psychology. So I want to focus on first anxiety. Anxiety, in the most common way that we can define it, is fear. It's when we are faced with this particular obstacle and we feel like we do not have the resources to meet or match that. For instance, if it's something in our day, if it's our family, if it's something with our work, if it's this kind of normal danger that we would face, like a dog, a lion, a tiger, or whatever we might have encountered out there in the jungle when we were living, you know, out there in the wild and not just in civilized cities. This would cause us anxiety, anything that is a threat to our life. Depression is different. Depression is because of a loss, because of something that we have not been given. It's a sadness because something maybe has been taken away. Maybe someone has died, we have lost our job, our life isn't what we want it to be, we don't have as many friends as we want, people don't like us in the ways that we wish they did. These types of things can cause us sadness. And eventually, if they compound, they can lead to depression. So this is the way that I understand both of them. Especially as humans being made in the image of God, we are created as male and female. And these two genders have a very important role in both of these emotions. Anxiety, fear. This comes from our Father. Men and fathers are meant to create safety and security. That's one of our main roles as men. Think about kind of growing up in human civilization for thousands and thousands of years. Think of even just 100 years back and for millennia that humans have existed. Men were the ones who went and got the raw materials, the supplies. They went and hunted. They provided the food. the shelter. They protected from other enemies. They protected from animals. They built the homes. They created the rules. They made every structure so that safety and peace could be there, so that life could flourish. This was the basic role that men had for thousands of years. And in many ways, we still see this. Often many men are lawyers, they're construction workers, they're police officers. In most of these roles, men tend to dominate. Why is that? Because it's this fundamental thing in men to create safety, to create security, to create order, to be the safe fence and wall around, to keep danger out and to allow safety in so that life can grow. When our fathers fail in one way or another, and they will because we live in a fallen world, this is where anxiety creeps in. And this begins from us being very, 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 very young. When we're babies, we are testing the world around us to see and understand, is the world around us safe or is it not? And if it's safe, then I can relax. I could just be a baby. I can live and be happy, which is the next emotion. But if it's not safe, or if my father is a source of danger, or if I'm not sure whether he's here or not, or if there's food on the table, then our body goes into a different mode. It goes into fight, flight, or freeze mode. And that causes and begins anxiety in us. So even from a baby, and I see this with my year and a half old daughter, I know that she's a genius. I know that she's looking at the world around her to see, is this a safe world? Do I need to be kind of amped up and anxious, prepared for whatever might be the next thing? Or can I be relaxed and know that everything is taken care of? Often those of us who have suffered from anxiety or suffer from anxiety, there's a connection between your anxiety and your dad. Now, is that we're supposed to blame them? Of course not. But we need to understand the connection, and we need to be realistic and understand where it comes from and not be afraid to say, hey, it's from here. This has its roots. For Catholics, that's why it's so important for us to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. We have a broken relationship with our fathers. The safety and security is not provided. This lays a foundation for different types and variations of anxieties. The anxiety becomes a pattern that we see in our life. This fear that I'm not safe. Jesus comes as the perfect male, the perfect image of the Father, to create safety, to create boundaries, to clear up the rules, to provide everything that we need so that we could never, ever lack. And there are certain scripture verses where Jesus is specifically referring to this. He brings his own security and trust to us. When we have a male figure that provides all these things, what do we feel as opposed to anxiety? In other words, what's the opposite of anxiety? It's trust. When we're not anxious, we trust. We trust that everything will be provided. We trust that there will be no dangers. We trust that we will have everything we need to live. Trust is the opposite of anxiety. That's why Jesus told Saint Faustina, Jesus, I trust in you. Do you get it? Do you understand why that is important? That's why, because he wants to cure anxiety. Anxiety. There's this verse that comes to mind where Jesus is speaking, I think, at the end of chapter 6 of Matthew, and he's saying, why are you concerned? Look at the flowers in the field, to look at the birds who sow, and neither of them worry. And can you by worrying add anything to your life, or turn one hair black or gray, or do anything by worrying? No. Yet your Heavenly Father cares about flowers, and he cares about the birds, and he knows how many hairs you have. And the verse is something like that. So Jesus says, do not worry about anything. Therefore, implying trust and God the Father. Do not be anxious about anything. Trust. So if you have anxiety, its root is somewhere in your Father, either a thing or things that happened. and certain thoughts and beliefs became cemented, and that's where you are. Jesus is the cure, but applying it can be a little bit complicated. These are just some initial seeds for you to begin looking at this. My friends, in the next video, I want to take a look at a little bit deeper look at depression and the Blessed Mother's role. God bless you and have a beautiful day.